Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando show. This week, we're going to talk about living in Dr. Phillips. Coming up next. Hey, folks, welcome to the show. Coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined in the studio this week by my good friends, Realtor Sean Falk.
Hi.
Realtor Ruben Colon.
Hello.
And producer, Mr. Corey Fiascanaro.
Welcome.
So, want to remind everybody, if you are interested in buying a home, if you're interested in talking to a realtor, please reach out to us. You can reach out to admin, A-D-M-I-N, at movingtoorlando.com, or either Sean or Ruben, Sean, S-E-A-N, at movingtoorlando.com, and Ruben, R-U-B-E-N, at movingtoorlando.com. You can also reach out to me, Pete, at movingtoorlando.com, but you want them. You want them. So this week, we're going to talk about moving to or living in Dr. Phillips, and from the perspective of someone who has just gone through that move, Mr. Fiascanaro just purchased a house a few months ago in Dr. Phillips. But Sean is going to give us some stats first.
So Dr. Phillips is technically a suburb of Orlando. It's an unincorporated area, so it is not technically yet its own city or anything, but possibly with the next census, it might be similar to how we talk about Horizon West being part of Winter Garden. The median household income is $92,000, which is double the norm for the state of Florida. The median condo or townhome is about $285,000, and the median single family home is $470,000. So that is definitely a higher price point than the average places around the area. And as far as work goes, the highest percentage of what people do for work is in the arts. So of people that live in Dr. Phillips. Yep. Over 17% of jobs in Dr. Phillips is in art related fields.
That
doesn't
surprise me at all.
That is
like, when I was in high school, I was a huge theater person, and like Dr. Phillips was the place to be at if you wanted to be in the theater.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Dr. Phillips High School general.
And then dancing as well. It's just like, it's just a really, really popular area when it comes to arts and theater arts. I've seen shows performed by them, and it's they're extraordinary over there.
Yeah. And it's the same equivalent from both men and women. That was the number one job for both male and female. And that was, the starting incomes in the arts in that area is significantly higher than anywhere else in Florida, but also rivals most places in the United States. So if you are, and that's only saying because people are like, oh, going into the arts, it can be risky on whether you're going to, it's feast or famine with the arts. And definitely the people in the arts who live in the Dr. Phillips area tend to be the feast of that. So if that's what you do and where you're at, Dr. Phillips might be a good fit for you.
Well, of course, we can bolster that, but, Fiasco, known for his interpretive dance.
Exactly.
Yep. He does performances on street corners often.
Which technically the arts is such a big field. This is even considered under the umbrella of the arts, like what we do. So, it is, videography and everything and producing and all that, it's still in the arts. So Fiasco lives there and he is in the arts as well.
Definitely.
Yeah, I guess so. Just never. His wife, certainly.
Definitely.
His wife is an amazing artist.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what she does, actually, is digital art. So very fitting. Very fitting. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that statistic. So that's really, really cool.
Yeah. It's mainly arts, big Trader Joe's area.
Oh,
So it's the Trader Joe's aspect is big in Dr. Phillips. So
it's a lifestyle.
Sure. Well, and one of the reasons you picked Dr. Phillips, Fiasco, was your wife doesn't drive.
Yep.
And you wanted to be close enough to certain things that she could take a bike.
Exactly.
Ride her bike. And you found, you looked at a lot of areas, but Dr. Phillips was where you settled on. And I think that was a big factor for you.
Yeah. So just diving right on into it, there's a lot to love about Dr. Phillips. And one of those things is definitely the proximity to Trader Joe's. Before we even lived and chose to live in Dr. Phillips, we would go out of our way, drive the 25 minutes to get there on a regular basis because it is our favorite grocery store. Where we lived in Kissimmee, it was pretty much just Publix. Like Publix is all over Florida. That's the big grocery store in Florida. But a great thing about Dr. Phillips is you have all the grocery stores. You have Whole Foods, you have Publix, you have Trader Joe's, all within probably just a mile or two of wherever you live in any given area. Like they're just right there. Not to mention, I mean, I'm not a golfer, but it is golfer's paradise. Like it's just the hot spot for people that golf. I didn't know that thing about theater, but that's really cool. My entire experience living in Dr. Phillips right now has been during a lot of the closures. So I haven't been able to experience anything like local theater, but that's definitely something that I am interested in. I did grow up in the theater, so that's awesome for me. But there's just the way I would describe it is you're just tucked away from all the tourist noise while being so close to everything. I can get on Disney property just using back roads in about 15 minutes. I can get to Universal in like 5 minutes.
Like across the street. Yeah.
Seriously, like across the street from Universal. If I really wanted to walk to Universal, I could. Not to mention, same thing with iDrive. iDrive is just down the street, like 3.5 miles. I'm so close to all this stuff while still being tucked away from the noise itself, but I can get there whenever I want. Not to mention the food. I love food that's made for me and not food that I have to make myself. And being somebody like that, Dr. Phillips is actually the perfect location. You have Restaurant Row, all these fantastic restaurants, some of the best restaurants Florida has to offer right there. I also love ice cream. Some of the best ice cream places around are also in Dr. Phillips. Gelato, the best gelato place ever. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name of the restaurant.
Surprised you said gelato without screwing up.
Yeah, it's a very Italian name. You can look it up. It's right next to Home Goods and Publix, but it's the best gelato ever. Then Mr. Cool, the really cute ice cream, rolled ice cream. They have that there too. Just so many options. Really, really can't run out of options for food and snacks and stuff like that.
Well, Dr. Phillips, you know, is the area of choice for people. You know, Dr. Phillips and Windermere are two areas that are very important to people who want to live close to the parks. I mean, Fiasco, it's basically just coming out of his complex, hanging a left and
going straight.
Yeah. And he's there in 10 minutes.
You eventually run it. You just come out, go straight. And then you eventually reach the sign where it says Walt Disney World. And it's right there with Mickey and Minnie. And I just pull on in.
And, but as Sean pointed out, it's also, you know, the median home price is also about a little less than double. Median home price in Central Florida right now, $275,000, I think it is, and $470,000 median home price there in Dr. Phillips, which kind of gives you an idea. It is a more affluent area. And you have some sections of Dr. Phillips that are like crazy stupid money.
All we had to say was that's where the Trader Joe's is, and that should tell you everything you need to know. Yeah. So like anybody in my age category, you know what that means. So the Trader Joe's is a thing.
Yeah. So like, what is special about Trader Joe's? I've never been in one.
So, I mean, I've gotten people being like, oh, Trader Joe's, isn't that expensive?
Do I need a man bun to go into Trader Joe's?
No, you don't need a man bun. Anybody can go into Trader Joe's. Don't need a man bun. Don't need any of that. And actually, my appeal to Trader Joe's is how much bang for my buck I really get when I go in there. Like, opposed to when I think of grocery shopping and I think of going to Whole Foods, I think I'm going to actually spend way too much money for a small amount of groceries. I think of Publix somewhere in the middle, like the standard I would say is like Publix. And if you're from Massachusetts like me, Publix is kind of like our Stop and Shop. We have Stop and Shop up there. Florida's Publix. And then Trader Joe's, I feel like when I want to go get the biggest bang for my buck, get the most quick and easy meals that are going to taste really good, get produce, get stuff like that, holiday snacks and things like that, Trader Joe's is where I think I'm going to get the absolute best value. They also have like really unique stuff, just really unique stuff. Like you go to a regular grocery store and you got all your name brand, you know, stuff. And then maybe the grocery specifically as their own brand, like Whole Foods has 365, Publix has Publix brand. Trader Joe's is all Trader Joe's brand. And with that, you just get some really unique meals that you're not going to find at a regular grocery store.
Okay.
Yeah. And it is very nice. It's, you know, I like it. I don't shop there often, but it is.
I've never been in one.
Trader Joe's is very, they build in very strategically financial locations. So I think that would be the best way to put it. But they.
And you're walking a line here, aren't you?
Yeah. So they, but. It tells a lot without saying a lot. So Dr. Phillips is great. I love that area. It's so close to everything, and that's really like the big factor. You can get around so easily, and so many of those restaurants are good. Even some of the odd ones. I ate at Eddie V's once, which is like right on Restaurant Row, and like it. I guess it was very, very modern in the 80s or 90s. It still looks that way, and it's still like a pricier steakhouse, but really good. Like, it was really good food. So, I mean, that's really, there's so many restaurant choices there.
Yeah.
I haven't checked out Restaurant Row yet because I wanted to go and check, because I know they have like different types of food there and I want to go check that out. But for the most part, Dr. Phillips is probably, if price was an issue, Dr. Phillips is probably where I would want to be at, just because, as everyone's already said, it's close to everything. Like, some of the things that within 10 minutes away, Mall of Millennia, they have like a chocolate museum that's like right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Andretti's, which, if you don't know what that is, it's like this amazing like indoor go-kart course. And then they have like arcades and stuff in there. It's tremendous. And Dr. Phillips is in the center of all this. And it's the perfect place if you want to experience all those tourist attractions, but you want to avoid all that tourist traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's exactly what it is.
And Not only are you so close to all these tourist attraction places, but we also have the Tibet Nature Preserve, which is a pretty big place. If you want to just go out into the woods and just have like a nice serene walk through like just nature and see animals and stuff like that, we even have that too.
So I have to ask a question. Is it normal when you're walking down the street in Dr. Phillips to see people with their arms wrapped around trees?
No, not really at all. No, but I understand.
Because that's what when you start talking about Tibetan nature preserves and Trader Joe's, I'm just seeing man buns and tree huggers.
Well, we got to get you into a Trader Joe's, because I think if you went into it, you would love it. They also have like a lot of things. Like, so they
listen, there's literally a list of 11 things I'm allowed to eat anymore. So I don't know if I would love it or be like, great, I find this now.
I think you're more likely to see a lot of golf carts driving around, just because it's like golf central. It's like golf paradise. I mean, Bay Hill's over there. So it's like, it's a huge, huge golfing community.
Well, I think that's one of the things too. You have to know a little background with Dr. Phillips. I mean, most of the homes that you see, there are a lot that are newer, but the basic structure of it are going to be homes from the 80s. And that was the really affluent area of the time. And that was, people wanted to move to Dr. Phillips, and it was a pricey area. And don't get me wrong, it still is. But even at the time, like, it has maintained value over the years. Like, it is not like it's not had the ups and downs of some of the other areas. And Dr. Phillips has stayed very steady, but people bought the houses. They lived in the houses. They raised their families. So a lot of times when you buy a house in Dr. Phillips, there's not been a lot of turnover on those homes. People lived in them for like 20, 30 years and raised their families. And a lot of times the only reason they're up for sale is because somebody is having to downsize because they've gotten older now. And, you know, they were really in the 80s kind of. That was when they were at that price point, and they're in their 30s and 40s. Now they're in their 70s and 80s. They're ready to downsize. And now the house is coming up. And that's one of the things I love about going in the homes in Dr. Phillips, is you can just see, you know, sometimes there might even be a little bit of outdating situations, but you can see the bones and the structure and how well taken care of most of the houses are, because they're not getting flipped every 3 or 4 years. There is no short-term renting there, legally speaking, there's not. And, you know, so they're not getting a lot of wear and tear on homes. And the people who live there are people who because they've lived in it so long, they maintain their homes. They maintain the exterior of their homes well. And it kind of goes back to, like, you know, my dad was from a generation of constantly telling me, like, check your fluids in your car, check your oil in your car all the time. I never check the oil in my car. Like, I take it to the place to get it fixed. That's it. Like, that's what I do. So it's general maintenance. And that's something that my, you know, generation doesn't do. We maintain ourselves. Like, we might do like a skincare product or whatever, but like our actual things, our homes, our cars, our stuff, we don't maintain as well. And there's not as much push on that anymore as there was in previous generations. And you really can get to see the difference in it, where you're like, wow, like, I've seen houses from like 2002 that are wrecked compared to a house from the early 80s in Dr. Phillips that's been well maintained.
Well, you see, that's what I like about my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm just outside of downtown. Just outside of downtown Orlando, there's no turnover in this neighborhood. And these houses are built to last. I mean, this house is solid concrete. And I love that.
Yeah.
This house was built in 63.
Yeah. And that's how that Dr. Phillips style is. And so, I mean, when you buy a house there, I really feel good about putting that stamp of like, this was a quality house. It was made well. It was, you know, very structurally done. It has survived through countless hurricanes at this point, like from the you know, the 60s, 70s, 80s, all the way up until now. Like, it's done well. So even if you have to get one there, pay a little bit extra, and it's stuff you have to put upgrades in, it's well worth it for Dr. Phillips.
All right. So that's a look at living in the Dr. Phillips area. And that's going to do it for our show for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you again next Wednesday with another edition of Moving to Orlando. I have to remember which show I'm doing. I had to stop for a second. Which show am I doing? Thanks for joining us, folks. Have a good week.